Ole Larson is running unchallenged for the Matanuska-Susitna Borough School Board Seat D. Larson's out of town and cannot be reached for this story, but Seat E has two challengers. Incumbent Eric Cordero, a Palmer resident, was appointed to fill the seat in 2009 and then elected that same year to fill out the remaining 2 years of the term. Cordero is currently vice president of the Borough School Board and is seeking another 3-year term. Cordero says the school district is challenged to stick to its budget while ensuring that students get choices. And he says he's worked to add some civics instruction back into the MATSU curriculum.
I have been noticing the trends, not just in the borough, but in other municipalities in Alaska, and the general elections, that turnout was really low. And I had civics when I went to school, and I asked, what are the kids learning these days? And I learned that the district got rid of civics several years ago. And I started advocating for a reinstatement of civics at the high school level as a graduation requirement. The next school year, kids are going to start having civics once again.
Cordero says he encourages parental engagement and would like to see increased focus on middle school learning difficulties.
We can detect when kids need additional help early on. We would concentrate at the middle school level. Part of my advocacy last year with this, just regarding civics, was to target middle school kids, because that's a great opportunity to start looking at where the kids are not meeting their academic goals, and maybe what can we do now so then later on when they're in high school they can achieve those goals. And I know that our district has done a superb job at the high school level with they call them literacy coaches, helping kids. And I think that if we could start that program even at an earlier stage, I really think that kids would take advantage of that.
Cordero says he's focusing on giving students and their parents more choices. All students don't learn the same way, he says. As with other school districts, budgeting is a challenge with increasing costs and limited resources, according to Cordero. He sees another challenge the school district faces is reducing the dropout rate. Challenger Lynette Warhus says she wants to make some changes in how the Borough School District does things. The Wasilla resident has children in grade school, middle school, and high school in Wasilla. Warhus says she's disappointed in the way grades are reported under the current system.
The big prompt for me to run for school board was the grade school report cards. They stopped doing the old percentage-based program where they take from the percents and then give it a grade of an A, B, C, or D, and then put to a new program where they do a 1, 2, 3, 4, and a 3 encompasses the old grades of A, B, and C. And so I just think it's too broad of a spectrum to be given a kid a 3 for doing work that would have got a C or work that would have gotten A. I think discouraging to the kids, doesn't give them any reason to try harder. And the kids that aren't doing as well, and they might not know they need help because they're getting a 3, and a 3 could be an A or a C.
Warhus says, in general, the teachers working in the school district do a great job. She says the school district has to deal with overcrowding, though.
And I've noticed that Wasilla High is really overcrowded, and there's a couple other schools that are also overcrowded. And so, you know, you don't want that. You don't want kids being in portables, so they will need to address that. They're thinking about making a Kinnick High School. Where they're putting it exactly, I don't know if that's the best location, and that they're also making another smaller school, kind of like Houston. I think that might not be in the best interest of high schoolers. I think sometimes the bigger schools get the better classes and more classes at any rate. So I think that they should have maybe even looked into maybe making Houston, adding on to Houston a little bit.
Warhus says ensuring quality education is the job of the school board. But she says the school bond package now before voters should have been broken down into more specific bonds instead of rolling it all into a 5-year plan. Warhus says that would have given voters a better chance to make their needs known, rather than being faced with an all-or-nothing package. Matanuska-Susitna Borough elections are Tuesday, October 4th. For KSKA, I'm Ellen Lockyer.